Happy New Year to all wonderful listeners of Elevate with Bridget. What's new for 2024? Well, in today's episode, it's a kind of challenge to kick off the spark of kindness in us. Join me and let's do this together. Welcome to Elevate with Bridget podcast. I'm your host, Bridget Adofwe Japon. Bridget is an author, life coach, content creator, motivator, and a personal development enthusiast. How was your festive season like, and how did you decide to plan for 2024? As I shared in season 6 trailer about this season, that this season will highlight or share knowledge on purpose, kindness, and happiness. So, we can continue with our kindness journey. If you have been wondering about it, what is kindness? Okay. Kindness is being selfless, caring, compassionate, and unconditionally kind. Guess what? Someone can share his or her kindness through speech to others, speaking good or speaking positively to others, kindly and empathic. Another person can share his or her kindness through the support of another person financially. Whether you are compassionate and caring to another financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to anyone you meet is an act of kindness. Listen, there is no one line of the act of kindness. There are diverse ways you can share your kindness to others. The most important thing is that it's coming from your heart and soul, and the peace that turns you into it, or that you experience through that act of kindness. I want to share some quotes from Roy T. Bennett. It says, "Be the reason someone smiles. Be the reason someone feels love and believes in the goodness in people." And also another quote from the Bible, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11. It says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." Why should we worry ourselves to be kind? Why should we do it? I believe that when you perform an act of kindness, you do a lot of things for yourself and others too, because you help the person. You gain the peace of mind. Like, well, example, let's say you are advising someone, you are encouraging someone who doesn't believe in themselves. The world is turning their back on the person, and the person knows that no one is going to support me. And you come around and bring in a peaceful things that cool the person down and believes that there is something at the end of the tunnel. How do you feel when you pour that thing heavily from your heart to the person? You feel the peace of mind. You experience the peace. So this is one reason why we have to be kind. Continue with our soulful journey, our purpose, living life, to find the peace of mind. And when you find the peace of mind, you experience your happiness. Happiness is not about an end result. It is a journey. You can experience challenge and be happy. So when you live your life with purpose and you share knowledge, you share love, you share wisdom to people, you experience your happiness. When you spread your wings of kindness, you show empathy, caring, and compassionate to others, increase your mental health, you pave way for positive energy, leading you to experience good things in your life. When I say good things in your life, there is nothing smooth in life. But when you share kindness, it's kind of you empower yourself that every situation that comes your way, you will try your best to be on top of it. You will read in positive things into your mind so that you will never experience negative thoughts, which will lead you to something else. So these are some of the things you can gain from kindness when you have when you want to share kindness. And a lot of psychologists have recommended being kind because it helps our mental health, it helps our emotional health too. One thing I've realized with regards to people when it comes to their practice with kindness is they think, let me help this person, or let me be kind, let me be compassionate with that person, so that at the end of the day, the person can return the same kindness to me. And this is my advice to you. Never be kind to people through that experience, because that they have to do the same thing as you did for them. But when you do that, you know, we are humans with imperfect experience. Someone, maybe the person you are doing that kindness, will never value your kindness. But when it's coming from your heart, you are doing it willingly, and you know the thing that you gained for yourself positively, like your mental health, the peace of mind, you believe in your purposeful life, by all means, it will return in a different form, but maybe not from the person, because you will be very discouraged when the person doesn't return that same kindness to you. So just be kind, let it come from your heart and soul, and then focus, and don't focus on the thing that you receive in return with the kindness. You know, last year I said I was writing a book on gratitude. Yes, and it is published. It was published on November 15th. And this year too, since we are enjoying kindness, I would love to recommend this book to you. It's a book on kindness, but instead of giving you tips on kindness, I decided to bring it out in a parable so that you will put yourself into it wherever the situation you have been through or anyone around you is being through. You can also like relate and grab a lot of lessons from it. The reason why I wrote it, that I realized that when you write it in a story form, there are a whole lot of lessons people can grab from, rather than writing it in tips like how I normally write my books, because there are different perceptions. Someone can gain like 10 lessons from the same book, someone can gain 2 lessons, someone can gain 5 lessons, depending on the person's understanding, experience, and a whole lot more. So gratitude notes is available on Amazon. Yes, so if you also need one, you can go to Amazon Street or visit Amazon Street, or you can just send me an email and I will give you the link or where you have to purchase the book. Now, you know, in the beginning I told you that we are going to start this season with some challenge. So we have to do this challenge as we move on with this episode. So I want to introduce this challenge to you, and when I introduce it to you, I'll love you to do it, listen to it, do it every day, so that it becomes part of you. This challenge, you can do it at a go or do it each day as time goes on. And also, I'll share the updates on Instagram, my broadcast group, that's the personal development page or Instagram. So if you follow me on Instagram, you can join me so that we can do it daily. So let's go. So first of all, I'll need you to sit in your room quietly, pick a journal, and reflect on your life. You can reflect on your general life, the life of the loved ones you have, the life of yourself during your work hours, your family, and any other thing you think you have to reflect on. But I'll need you to sit there. I don't need you to sit at a noisy place, but I'll need you to sit at a quiet place in the corner of your room or anywhere you feel peaceful to write, and then do this reflection. Challenge number two. Ask yourself, why are you grateful for this aspect that you have mentioned in challenge number one? And challenge number three, write down what you are grateful for today and why you are grateful for today and each other day. Challenge number four, write an event in your life that makes you feel thankful. What are these events in your life that you remember and you say, oh, I am thankful of this day. I am thankful of my life, my work, my relationship. What are these events that makes you thankful? Challenge number five. Pick four major things you can do for other people, like helping children cross the road, saying thank you or please to others, volunteering, buying a coffee for a stranger, and also pay a transport fare for other people for 7 days. Yes, for 7 days. But in the beginning, if you cannot start for 7 days, you can do it for 3 days and see how you feel when you pay those things to people. Challenge number six. Reassess how you felt during these encounters, reflecting on how thankful you are, helping others in life. How do you feel when you do it? Write it down in your journal. And challenge number seven, speak kinder to yourself and others. It's all about speaking positively, not doing self-blame, not bringing harsh words out of your mouth, because the power of the words that we speak out is very strong and it's very impactful in our life. The next challenge is motivate someone who feel like giving up and let them keep up with this challenge. Also encourage them to keep up with this challenge. When you motivate someone to, how do you feel when you motivate them and like you feel like they are listening to you or they are taking heed of your advice? I will follow up in a month's time to share what I was able to do with this challenge. And also, as I said, I will be giving updates on this challenge on Instagram channel, personal development channel that I have on Instagram. As I said, if you need gratitude notes, it's available on Amazon. With gratitude notes, you will value the essence of forgiveness, thankfulness, and removing blame from your heart or pain from your heart and soul. If you like this episode, I would love you to share with others, because sharing is caring and sharing is kindness. So I'll need you to share with others. Share on your socials, your friends, your email list, anywhere you want to share, anyone you want to share with. And don't forget to join the conversation on the Facebook group, Elevate with Bridget Listeners group. Also, you can share your interaction on the Spotify podcast interaction box. So, see you in another day, or see you in the next episode. I'll need you to enjoy kindness, practice kindness, and let's live happier and better.